Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Yo!
Hey, hey, hey!
What's going on, brother?
Nothing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore
great.
Great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. Please hit the and subscribe. It's going to be somewhere right here.
Bam,
hit that
right
stuff
here,
right there.
Please do.
Yes.
Appreciate everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Love all our followers.
Oh, man.
All subscribers.
All the subscribers. You know, we got to address one day.
Eventually. We gotta wait for the weather to get better, clear days to jump out of airplanes.
Well, yeah, we gotta wait for clear days to jump out of airplanes, but we have to be men of our words.
Yeah.
We have now over 1,000 subscribers.
We do.
Thank you,
shout
everyone.
Shout out to everybody.
Thank
Appreciate you,
you
all
so much. It's just a matter of time. We'll get that
pay your debt. Pay your fare.
Pay your fare. We're gonna get that well, you know, I'm going to speak it into an existence. I'm just waiting to get my YouTube plaque. You know what I'm saying?
Where we gonna put it?
Shit, we're gonna put that mother effer right here. Like while we taping, it's gonna be like right here. Like,
ding.
That's our YouTube. That's the, you know, until we get the YouTube plaque. But you know, we did say, and we're, you know what? We're not reneging on our word. We're just waiting till the right time. We're gonna do it. No facial hair. No eyebrows. We're going to be up here looking like iRobot.
You see this?
I didn't mean to hurt anyone.
My head, yeah, right? My head's this big with the beard. It's going to be like this and Schmeagle.
With no eyebrows. Man, that's going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
They're going to be like, are they sick? What's wrong with them?
Like I said, man, in the military, I've seen myself with a shaved face with my eyebrows, though. But Without the eyebrows. Mine are going to
We're going to make it special.
Yeah, mine are going to grow back in like 2 days, though.
We're going to have a special guest, hopefully. And it's going to be a special...
occasion?
It's going to be a special episode.
Yeah, I know your plan is. This guy.
Absolutely, man. You know. You know.
You know.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Man, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, man. What's up?
I did a show.
You did, dog. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir.
The show was dope, people.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I tried my best.
Everybody on the lineup was real dope.
Fire lineup, yeah. Man. We had Rich Green.
Shout out to Rich Green.
We had myself, and then we had Ebony Ihala.
Shout out to Ebony Ihala.
And then we had Tyrone Gaines.
Tyrone.
Timbuktu. Yalice Dickerson.
Yalice to be on the episode.
Yeah, she's coming. Ooh, you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned for that one.
So,
and hold on.
Yep, keep going.
We had one more, and the headliner of the night was D-Hawk.
D-Hawk. Shout out to you,
Shout out to D-Hawk, man. Thank you for everything, man. That was a great night of comedy.
Yeah, it was.
Still getting phone calls, and people are still telling me how much they enjoyed the show.
Yeah, so, man. It was a great
good
time.
Show.
Yeah. It's good to see people I love, you know, in the game doing the damn thing on a stage.
Doing their thing.
In the same night. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
It's awesome. So shout out to everybody on the stage. It was dope.
Thank you. I mean, in addition to me, being a student of the game, I like to support. I like to go to shows to be entertained. You know, a lot of people, they see me and they be like, they must think that I want to get on. But sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm here to support. I'm here to watch.
Yeah. It's fun. It's good to go, you know, and check out the show. And sometimes I have the pressure of doing the, you know what I mean? Because look, man, we talk about it all the time. It's like, There's moments I go up and I'm not nervous, but then there's moments you go up and you're kind of nervous. You know what I mean?
Man, let me tell you, I was nervous.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, man. People said that I didn't look nervous, but I was nervous. Well, okay, here's the honest to God truth.
Only reason why I know you were is because I know you were, you know, I was messing with your mom. I was like, oh, he had bubble guts, didn't he?
Well, here's the thing. The truth of the matter is, I'm nervous until they call my name.
Yeah, 100%. Every time.
I'm nervous up to the point.
Boom.
And here we go.
Here,
this is what I have, and what's going to happen. Either they going to, you know, and shout out to D-Hawk. He always...
Crack up with crickets.
He always say, what's the worst that can happen? Nobody wants to admit that they know you and they saw you on stage. You don't get any laughs. Your people, your family stop talking to you.
That's a lot. Why are you going all that shit?
He said, what's the worst going to happen?
Why are you running a list down?
Look, I said, what's the worst going to happen? I go up on stage, I fall, I fart, and then I throw up, and then nobody talks to me again, and they ever come to, that's the worst that thing.
That's the worst
that can happen.
That's the worst.
You go up on stage, you fart, and you fall. And then you throw up a little bit, and then nobody talks to you ever again, and nobody ever wants to come to your show. And then you're looked at as a loser in the whole city, and everybody that sees you from that point forward, they be like, that's that guy right there.
Fell and farted
and threw up a little bit. Right.
All you got to do is make it a bit.
Well, I was going to do that. As much as I hate throw up, I was going to do it. I was going to have some oatmeal, and I was going it was going to fall and have oatmeal coming out of my mouth, and then like... Like, what's the worst thing that can happen?
You already know. We've seen that happen. Somebody fell,
but it was geniusly done.
Geniusly done. Man, kudos, man. He fucking nailed
that shit. That just lets you know.
Nailed that shit.
How much of a comedic genius this guy is.
Right?
So it's like,
That was dope.
Yeah,
that
it was dope, and it should be incorporated. It a lot of
right.
Two magical moments, in my opinion, happened that night. You know, it was one on my bit. It was a magical moment.
100%.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, those were good. It was good to see people, and I think more people should find reasons, if not only comedy, something else. Find reasons to get together other than funerals.
100%. Yeah.
Other than funerals and weddings.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to see your people dressed up, looking nice, and with smiles on their face, and it's not related to a death or anything like that.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So I guess my mission is to get together, people. Get together with your loved ones. And it don't have to. It don't have to be a comedy show. It could be anything. It could be a graduation or even birthdays, mm-hmm. or just get together and be in good cheer with your loved ones. There's a lot going on. Speaking of a lot going on,
wow, people, there's a lot going on.
You know, we're going to timestamp this, but you know, there was a bridge that just collapsed in Baltimore.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
Yeah, I want to know how old that bridge was. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's. Well, I know it's not the main way through, I guess. There's other tunnels, which are good, but that's like an, I won't say an express, but an overflow way. You know what I mean? It's like most people use the tunnels. That's another way to get over the bridge. But, I mean, it's an old, I'm assuming it's an old, it's been there. I would assume it's an old bridge. I don't know.
They said, how many people died in the Baltimore bridge collapse? And they said two bodies were found. And that's two bodies too many, but you know, it's like,
they showed a video of the truck.
It's the, Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mm-hmm. Let me see how old it is.
Yeah.
How old?
I mean,
is
the fact that somebody hit that shit, dude.
So it's 47 years old. It's a year older than me. So it made it to almost 50 years, and out of 50 years, nobody hit it.
That we know of.
Well, it hasn't collapsed. It's 47 years old. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm sure people have.
I'm just saying. But it's like. I mean, have they hit it? Do we have any?
But it says, but if it's 47 years old.
Yeah, it should be constructed more, a lot better than it
has. Well, I'm thinking, like, since I was one, it didn't collapse.
True.
It's 47 years old.
Yeah.
And the word is that the boat that struck it lost power.
Yeah.
So in my mind, if everybody was conscious on the boat, once the boat lost power, I think an anchor should have been dropped. I don't know anything about boating.
Right, right.
My expertise is in diesel fuel and air brakes.
Right.
You know, I'm a trucker.
Yeah.
A badass trucker, man.
Hey, go ahead.
You know, speak what I'm saying? On it. When you see me, it look like you should strike matches on my face and hear bad to the bone. No, but I understand that that's not the case, but it's okay.
It's not.
No. I understand. So all this time,
who's this nice gentleman?
All this time, I thought I was looking hardcore and rough and tough, and I'm over here looking like fucking Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin, all that.
Anyway, we ain't got that. We ain't here. Like, look, take it from my man Chad. We ain't here to talk about that. But
go ahead, Chad.
Shout out to Chad.
Shout out to Chad.
Hey, but yeah, man. So this is my mind. Power go out in a large ship like that. It should have been like tugboats. I think like it should have been like an emergency tugboat service coming out.
You would think, but how close were they to the thing before they lost power?
If you lost power, you would think that at least you had your phone, at least one phone charged and ready to.
You would think,
and anchors are dropped.
At least the anchors are dropped.
Anchors are dropped. Maybe the anchors dropped, but maybe it lost power right then. You know,
can they drop anchors with no power now?
I don't know.
You would think they should be able to do that.
You would think it should be like what you call a
override?
A monologue.
Yeah, a manual.
Manual, something for emergencies like that.
You would think.
I don't know. It's not my business, but it just makes sense to me. I'm not a boater, and even if I was, I think that's a different level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a trucker. But I think like heavy equipment is a step above my grade.
Oh yeah,
you know, I don't know how to operate heavy truck equipment. Not really, because I think I got these Class A's.
You
know what I'm saying? And I might fall from an open drawbridge,
I guarantee,
or like Tarzan from a vine.
Oh wow.
But I think I could drive anything with wheels.
I guarantee somebody who can steer a boat can't drive a fucking 18-wheeler.
And I'm sure I couldn't steer a boat because guess what?
Or whatever they call it.
Is 18-wheeler. But there's no brakes. There's no reverse.
There is.
Well, there is a reverse. There's.
Yeah,
I mean,
there is.
Dude.
They go.
There's only forward and reverse, bro.
On a boat.
On a boat.
They can steer.
No brakes, though. Think about it.
They have to have brakes.
Dude.
They slow down, and then they throw the anchor.
Okay, so listen. Think about this. If this was a boat.
But they slow down.
Hold on. This is a boat.
Yeah.
It's going that way.
The current? Keep it going?
It's going that way.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going to stop it from going that way?
The anchor.
There's no brakes. The anchor got to be dropped, and it's dragging
the brakes.
It. Anyway, look.
They don't put their foot on a brake like.
Hold on. So let me. Listen, I'm not taking nothing away. Kudos to all those guys, all the captains of boats that know how to drop and dock boats.
Right.
Sure it's a skill to that.
I'm sure.
It's a skill to that.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you could drive an 18-wheeler or you're awesome at bumper cars, don't mean that you could go out there.
Awesome at bumper cars.
It doesn't mean that you could go out and steer that boat.
And
I hope, and I want prayers to go out to the family and everybody, 100%. You know, and I hope they recover everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Hope that company was insured. I'm sure it was.
Oh, I'm sure they were, yeah.
And even insurance is like, you know, it won't total to the loss of life that was lost.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but you know, in my mind, how my brain works, is like when I saw it, I'm like, was that a hacker situation?
I know.
Because everything is like
everything's, you know, a conspiracy, boy.
Well, I mean, that's the way. I mean, you gotta. Is a conspiracy or is it reality? Like I said, the bridge is 47 years old, and in 47 years, nothing like that has happened. So that's a year older than me.
All it takes is one person who's like, not paying attention.
Or he was probably watching some booty shaking. TikTok. On TikTok. Like, don't stop popping. Watching the Freaknik documentary. Yeah. Like, look up like, oh, there go the bridge.
Hey, Emma.
Doodle Brown. Doodle Brown, like on his phone, like Doodle Brown. And they're like, oh, he's the bridge.
Yeah,
I mean that could happen.
Definitely.
Or it could have been like the same situation with the submarine. Like, dude had his PlayStation controller doing the boat. Like, yeah, I could do this. Oh, my controller.
Who's that, Jay Z?
No, it's no one. Yeah, it wasn't Jay Z.
You started with that.
I would definitely not want people to think that was my Jay Z.
No, but he started with that.
No, that was somebody. That's to me. That's the international weed laugh. You know, like sure, I'm on here. I'm controlling this with the PlayStation controller.
I bring that up all the time
with the weed laugh. That's the.
That's my shit.
That's
though.
The international weed laugh. When you hear people laughing like that, you know if they don't have it, they know where to get it.
Yeah,
for sure.
You already know. I know where to get it. Legal though, my dispensaries worldwide. Everybody. No. Yo, all right. Well, yeah. I'm gonna add to that. I seen a video about the bridge, and of course, some dude. And I didn't really. These glasses. I gotta get better readers, man. My eyes are really. Fudge nowadays, dog. I was looking at this thing and they were trying to show like how explosions. They were trying to show as the bridge was collapsing how there was explosions at the top. And I'm like,
see, it could have been the disconnections from the lights. It is electric lit up.
So
once the light, I mean, once the you know the wire snapped, it could have caused a spark.
Right.
Live wire on metal could cause a spark.
Yeah, exactly.
So it could have been that.
Yeah,
I don't know about the explosions, but it's not far fetched.
No,
it did go black.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm just saying. And then people are saying from the way it collapsed, and, oh, it just hit one spot. You know what I mean? But it was in the middle of the bridge, I believe, so...
Excuse me.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
It's terrible, dog, but it's
very terrible.
It's because that's going to... I mean, that's... I mean, other than the life lost, that's just, God, a whole bridge, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine driving on that bitch and that shit collapse?
You know what? As a driver, I think about that all the time because a lot of times when, you know, I'm in the dark, it's complete whiteouts. It could be fog and snow. It's been many times in the hills and in Pennsylvania.
Fucking West Virginia, too, dog.
Oh, man. So
just driving my car.
Like, in the truck, I'm often, you know, I'm thinking, like, I can't see, like, not even a mile, like a half a mile in front of you. You can't see. Or like, maybe 100 feet in front of you. You can't see. It's completely white out. It's snowing. It's fog. I'm on a bridge. Construction. So you're like, it's the bridge and whatever's on the other side of the bridge. And then, like, the cement because of construction. I've been in this situation.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, and I can't see. And I'm like, wonder if... You know, I'm freaking myself out. I'm like, wonder if the cars in front of me are like just dropped down and I don't even see it happening. And then next thing you know, I'm driving and then I'm just going
like, it sounds like a dream.
It sounds like a reality. Yeah. Like that could have been somebody's reality. Imagine
being
the cars, because before the bridge collapsed, I saw the cars. You could see the lights from the cars going by.
Right.
Like, you made it. You made it. Goodness. And then I was like, I hope nobody else is going on. Because it wasn't like constant.
It was just,
I don't know what time of the day it was.
It was like 1:30 in the morning.
But wonder if it was during rush hour. Wonder if it was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because, you know, we have a bridge here in Cleveland. It's called the 480 Bridge.
480
and Bridge. It sits up high as what? And there's no water underneath.
None.
It's concrete.
Concrete.
You know, water can give you a chance of survival. I mean,
not that high. I mean, I guess
you have like a chance.
Hitting concrete.
Well, if you're in your vehicle and you hit it, you might have a chance to survive. It's going to hit. Boom, and you're going to be in there.
And hopefully airbags
will. And airbags will, and you'll probably float. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But I'm just saying.
Better than,
versus concrete.
100%.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like someone did go over that bridge.
Yeah.
Some years back, and it was a trucker that went over that bridge. Mm. And, you know, I think about it every time. And every time I go over that bridge, it's called the 480 Bridge, you see somebody driving stupid on there.
All the time, because they're just trying to get in another lane or cut over.
And granted, our views are slightly different from four-wheelers, meaning that, like, they maybe can't see over the wall.
Yeah.
But I'm looking over the wall.
Over the wall.
And I'm like, y'all driving like stupidity.
Yeah.
And
especially in the weather.
But see, and I don't know if you can feel it on the cars, but a lot of times.
The wind.
You could feel the bridge moving.
Oh,
you know, it has some
movement to it. All that weight. And that's what they were talking about when they expanded the lanes.
So I'm like, come on, let's just get across this bridge. Stop driving stupid.
There's been times I white knuckled it over that bitch, dude, where you're just gripping that wheel so tight and just looking forward, just like, just get over that bitch.
Yeah.
Because the weather, man.
Yeah.
You know, people just act like they can't slide off of a bridge.
It's, you know, I don't know. You know, everybody's in such of a hurry, you know. And one of the things that stays in my mind from truck driving school is, like, you could take your time for the rest of your life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You out there, you driving fast, you're making quick decisions, and that could be your last decision.
Yep. Dude, so, on my way to work, I'm like, there's two things I will not get on my way to work. Into an accident and a speeding ticket, because I am in no rush. I don't care if I'm late. I am in no rush to get to a place where I'm going to be there for 12 hours. You can wait for me to get there, and I'm not going to speed up and get no accident because I'm running late to my job. You know what I'm saying? People get up in the morning, you know, and by all means, they have a routine. I'm sure they got to get kids to school. They got to do their thing. They got to let kids out, you know, whatever the case, dogs out. And then they get in the car, and it's go. It's pole position.
Yeah. Prepare to qualify.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they just go. And it's just like you just see how people maneuver. When you're in no rush, you see how people just will go and cut people off, and, you know, and it's just amazing to me. And you see how accidents happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, because people are in a rush to get to work because they're running late because of some shit. And they're probably angry because something that made them rush. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they're angry, cutting people. And then it just ends bad. It's just, I hate seeing it. It drives me nuts. It's like people are awesome until they get behind the wheel.
Man, they turn into a different person. 100%. Like, if you know how they mic up the athletes?
You're right. This is a new reality series.
They should mic up your favorite people that you think are the nicest people in the world. Mic them up in their cars driving.
Right.
You know, you'll hear me calling people a bunch of tards. fuck-a-poos.
Bitch ass motherfuckers.
Like, what are you doing, fuck-a-poo? Fuck-a-poo.
Mother here bitch.
Look at fuck-a-poo up here. Like, come on, man. What are you doing?
That sounds like a white man.
Fuck-a-poo?
Fuck-a-poo. It's a good one, though.
Well, I came up with fuck-a-poo because when I used to let my dog out, or, like, when we were going somewhere, like, it really came up because I was watching my mom's dog. He was with me for a while. He knew when you get out the car, you go this way to where I stay. Fuck-a-poo got out and started doing that trot. It wasn't a run.
Direction.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck-a-poo, what are you doing? He started trotting like I live that way. I'm like, come on now, fuck-a-poo. It's too cold for this, man.
You know where you're going. Why are you trying to be slick?
Yeah, like he had that that stride, like he was going in the right. Yeah. I'm like, look at fuck-a-poo. Look at him. Like, he just. So that's where I came up with
it's
fuck-a-poo.
A good name.
Fuck-a-poo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I came up with it because, you know, like, you know, you driving and it'd be a bunch of fuck-a-poos in front of you. Like, and to be honest with you, like.
Tons of them.
No, the worst, the thing that aggravates, and here's the thing, and it's just, correct me if I'm wrong. The thing that aggravates you the worst when you're driving is someone going slow.
Yeah.
They ain't did nothing. They not cutting you off, but you get behind them and they going slow. You instantly
get angry.
Your temperature, your blood pressure and everything's going up because they're going slow.
What they're doing, speed limit. They're still just.
If they're not doing the flow of traffic and they're doing the speed limit, you're still going to call them a choice name.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to call them fuck-a-poo.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been there earlier, but fuck-a-poo up here.
I was in my goddamn way.
Doing the speed limit.
Acting like they just ain't got no care in the world.
Yeah, and then you look over at them, they looking straight. You know, yeah. You look over at them like, fuck-a-poo, and they like.
Oh, people don't like to look at you.
I look at them.
I do.
I look at them.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck were you doing, dumb?
The speed limit?
What are we doing? I try not to get angry, dude. I try and just, I'm trying to be, most of the time, I'm.
As a professional, yeah. Man, I don't get angry. I don't have really no reaction at all, man, to be honest with you. It's like, you know, I might say you a fuck-a-poo, but like 2 miles later, you forget all about that person.
100%.
Like,
unless
you know,
they cut you off. And then like
even if they cut you off.
It's like 10 miles down the road.
For me, it's like a mile later. Okay, you cut me off.
Yeah, but then you're like, God, fuck people. Yeah. Like 10 minutes later, it'll come back, man.
I forget about it, man. Like, you know, you can't let a person on the road that you don't even know dictate your whole
day. You know what? I was thinking about that, man. They were like, you know, how one person can change the world. Yeah. And you think about it, like, no, they can't. Then I think about Taylor Swift and how many people, like, follow her ass. And I'm like, that's just one person. And how many people just follow whatever she does?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I couldn't even tell you. I'm not a Swiftie. What do they call
it? I'm not either, but I know it's
Swifties?
Billion. Like, she's like, she made, I don't know about billion, but I know.
I'm sure she has a great influence on people, but I'm not one of them.
No, me neither, 100%.
I know who she is.
Yeah. Like Beyonce's group.
And her beehive.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the beehive.
It's just, yeah. It's just, that's just another one person.
One person, you know, and she's so influential and, you know, and that's a good thing.
So I'm like, yeah, one person can change the world and one person can ruin your fucking day for a while.
Not a fuck-a-poo on the road. You know, you can't give a fuck-a-poo that much power.
I know.
You can't do that.
Try not to.
And
speaking of fuck-a-poos,
Which fucking pool were you going to bring up?
I was going to bring up Jake Paul and fucking Mike Tyson's fight, dog. Okay. What's going on in the world?
It seems to be a divide. Because it seems like people that actually lived through the Tyson era and saw what he can do.
Yeah.
Were like, he's going to kill Jake Paul.
I mean.
And then you have the people that Jake Paul's age and the new kids, the millennials, they think Tyson's too old.
I don't even understand.
Well,
I know we grew up in the era, dude, but I'm going to make this statement loud and clear on the Midnight Paco podcast. I haven't heard anybody make this statement because everyone's talking about it like this should be a fight. If Mike Tyson doesn't knock this motherfucker out in at least the first two rounds, I know it's going to probably go longer because of what the fuck ever. But if he doesn't, this is a simulation. This world ain't real. It's all fake.
Well.
It's all fake.
This is a... might be a young thing. And, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. When I was younger and I met Mike Tyson, I'm sizing this dude up. And you know, like I say, I was happy that he slowed down to interact with us and everything. So in my mind,
the worst thing.
Mike Tyson is going to be forever cool. You know, shout out to you, Mike Tyson. I remember. I'm sure you remember too, because you're like a historian. I know how your brain is. You remember everything. Mm-hmm. So you remember our interaction here in Cleveland. I met you, and but I think it's a natural thing as a young man. I'm looking at him, and I'm happy to meet him and everything. He's sitting in his Rolls Royce, his Bentley. It was a drop top, and I'm like, man, I could knock this dude out.
Oh, my Lord. How dare you?
That's a thought.
How dare you?
Look, man, he's sitting there, and he didn't look as big as he do on TV.
How
he had on a white tee.
You.
And I'm standing over him like, there he is. There's the champ. And that's what I addressed him as, the champ. And I'm like,
Man,
I can knock this dude out, man. And I know damn well I can't. You know what I mean? But it's a thought as a young... Look, I'm 48. Back then, I was in my 20s.
You know, Cordell, you can't just match my abilities.
That's your Tyson?
That's my Tyson.
All right.
Isn't that bad?
I mean, it was good.
It was terrible. It was terrible, people. Oh, sorry, Mike. You're still my hero.
Yeah, he's mine, too.
He's my hero all day.
But
I wouldn't even think about Mike knocking him out.
A 20-year-old Justin?
Not at all.
I'm 20.
No, because I played fucking Mike Tyson's punch out.
I'm 20-something years old.
There's
and I'm like.
No way.
You know, I'm 20.
Now I hit him with a brick.
I'm 20-something years old.
I'm knocking him out that way.
And I'm like, there he is. And I'm like, man, I could knock this dude out, man.
You're See, silly, yo.
At 20 years old, yes, I was, you know.
Silly AF.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So
the way I'm hearing people talk about this, they're talking like it's a real fight. Like it can go the distance. Like it'll be a decision, or Jake Paul will knock him out.
Have you seen him training?
What? Yes.
Back then and now, it's like this dude
is on another level.
Even though I know what to look for on a train, like.
You see his footwork?
His footwork and what his move is, and I know Jake Paul as a fighter has looked, he's hitting you with the kidney, and then you go down, and then he's knocking you out.
Knocking. He better knock him out.
He hits you hard with that kidney shot. Nobody can, if he connect with that kidney shot, you're going to put your defense down, and once you go down, he's coming back up.
You see how quickly he turns on the side of somebody's body?
Yeah.
And throws a hook to the stomach and just body blow out the... Come on, man. His uppercuts...
He moves like the Tasmanian devil.
Dude, he's a beast. Watching those videos, I don't care if it's 30 seconds of fury and he's whooped after that. This dude cannot beat Mike Tyson. I don't think so either. If it goes... any longer, I'm gonna know it's just for fun. If it's not, if he doesn't knock him out in the first couple rounds, it's just for bullshit. It's just for money. It's just for show. And hey, kudos. 100%. Great show. Great promotion. Think about it. You brought it up.
Yeah, they promoted for July, and it's what now? April?
April.
They started. Well, it's March now, but
there was rumors of it prior to.
Yeah, what a great promotion, and it's right? gonna, it's going to do well.
And Netflix already bought the rights to it.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember Evel Knievel taking over ABC or whatever?
Yeah, live. Yes, I have. Remember he did shit?
Yeah, like it was like, oh man, what time Evel Knievel come? Oh, he coming on at 8 o'clock. Everybody tune in.
Remember the time he fucking fell and busted his shit up?
We waited for it.
But that was live.
We waited for it. So
this is gonna be a live event on Netflix where fucking Tyson's gonna destroy this dude. And like I said, if he doesn't, this world ain't real. This world is made up. I don't care if he's 57, man. That's like my dad fighting. No. Mike Tyson has been training. And when he turns that switch, dude, I don't want to go.
This is my take on it. You know, wow. Mike Tyson, he's been a changed man.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like the other Tyson has been just like waiting.
Dormant. Yeah. Great word.
Dormant to just unleash.
Yes.
You know, he's older. He's making better decisions. He's calm. He's a great guy to be around.
He smoked the toad.
Yes, he did the toad. And that Mike Tyson inside of him is going to come out on Jake Paul.
I think he's so... Because he has his podcast, obviously. Yeah. Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson.
Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Shout out to that podcast. Great podcast. I watch it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, plus he follows the sport. You know, he's seen how he's, you know, that Jake Paul's been knocking people out, non-boxers, people who ain't been, you know, actually professionally fighting. And he's getting clout, which he gives him credit. But at the same time, you know, he wants to actually just like, you know what? I gotta put an end to this. I gotta put an end to this. Somebody's gotta put an end. Kudos to that dude for, because I even thought about it. I'm like, I'm old. It'd be nice to get in there and actually like learn how to box. Because everyone thinks they can fight. Like, until you actually, you know, I've never had to fight somebody that can actually fight, like in the ring fight. You know what I mean? Who's trained. Because when they're trained, they're cool because they know what they're going to fucking do if you're trying to swing at them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most people have no idea. And it's just swinging, throwing hands. No skill to anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I admit I have a little bit of knowledge of grappling and things of that nature, but not striking, not sitting there boxing. You know what I mean? I've never sat there and like learned how to throw a punch. Technically, everyone just throws punches. I've been in fights. I've been okay. I've survived them. You know what I mean? But it's just, and if most fights go on the ground, but if you know how to really defend yourself, you know, you can end fights on standing up pretty quick if somebody's trying to swing at you. You know what I mean? But most fights go to the ground. So that's why, you know, if like Jake Paul was fighting these MMA guys, and if any boxer fought an MMA dude in an MMA ring, they'd probably lose.
I don't know about that.
People can get unless they can catch him with a fist.
I don't know about that. Saying. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not going to discredit any skill because they're all a skill. MMA is like mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
So it's like boxing is a skill, grappling is a skill, jiu-jitsu is a skill.
Right.
Kuksu is a skill, karate is a skill. It's all a skill. And, you know, people are trained in different skills. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to say that. You know, because you could be very well at boxing and, you know, and maybe you can block a kick.
Right.
You can, like, keep people away from you if you're a great boxer. You know, you can, you know, but if they
not
get...
Not too long because people will shoot and get to the ground and choke you the hell out.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I won't discredit nobody and just because I know a skill that they don't know. I mean, because, you know.
I get it. I'm just saying, okay, in an actual fight, like in a cage, a boxer may have a chance if he can knock him out standing up. But when it comes to, like, a street fight, You know what I mean? Somebody's going to just, they're not going to worry about being on the ground, standing up. They're going to go to the ground, try and choke somebody.
Even when it comes to a boxer in a street fight, it's like, that person's, you know, like, you know, you got the refrigerator repairman fighting against a person that trains to fight. Yeah. That's all he do.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get, the repairman's getting knocked the fuck
he's
out.
He's going to get knocked out. Just like the Detroit against the Indiana Pacers, you know. You got these everyday guys that probably don't work out and drinking beer and smoking cigarettes fighting against these athletes that train
every day. Every day, yeah. And plus they're like 6'8".
And they train every day. They was just having a knockout fest.
Yeah.
Like, boom.
Yeah.
Everybody that ran up. You know.
Well, yeah, you don't have to be a trained person. You can just be a big individual and just be able to smash people.
You can, but, like, still.
Shaquille O'Neal's not, like, training, but I can go up to him and he can just roar.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, like, versus, you know, somebody that, you know, water plants for a living. Like, that's all he does is water the plants. And
then choke people out in the afternoons.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, those type of people's careers, people go to work and come home. Not saying that they suckers or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, like,
oh, I know.
Versus
the
person that's trained to fight, to throw a punch, to defend himself.
We talk about it all the time. We'll try to eventually get him on here, but, you know, my cousin, you know, cousin-in-law, that's what he does. You know what I mean? He trains people to do that. And
let's make it happen. Let's get him on.
Yeah. We, you know, people. That's like me, man. There's days I leave for work and I go to the gym, and people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, well, I don't go home and watch episodes of whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting there watching TV because there's nothing on TV I care to really watch. So I just I fit it in, and then that's my day. I go to the gym, I come home, I eat, and guess what? It's time to go to bed because I gotta go to work early. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't go every day, you know, because days we do this, days we do comedy. So it's I got to fit it in, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, man, you just, I don't know, man. People just, that's how it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think if Mike Tyson don't knock this dude out.
I think so, too. And if it don't, I've also heard rumors that, you know, they said that Mike Tyson may take $10 million to lose this fight.
You said that to me, man.
That's something I heard. I don't know where I got it from, but I heard it.
Once again, if that's the case, I don't believe in anything anymore.
Well, $10 million
it's a good chunk of change.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of change. Like if someone paid me $10 million,
I could lose. I don't know if I could lose to him.
To who? Jake Paul?
Not if I know I could beat him.
Who, Jake Paul?
Yeah. You can't. Dude, I don't know, man. What was that? What movie was that? Shit.
Look, for $10 million, I would lose to Death Sentence.
Who's that?
Look him up, y'all.
Oh, damn.
Look up Death Sentence.
Bang. I gotta remember where this is at. All right. Death Sentence. I'll put it up. I already did. It's sitting there. And he's looking it up. Well, he's going to bring it up anyway.
I'm listening, though. You can keep going.
I'm just trying to think of, what is that from? Like WWE or some shit?
Nah.
Oh, damn. See, this is some like bootleg shit. Some backyard wrestler.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you serious? Oh, you're offline? Oh, God. What is this? We do not own the rights to this. Oh, dang. The music's playing and we do not own rights.
Well, nothing came up.
No, I'm trying to see.
You want to see who Death Sentence is?
Death Sentence. This is amazing. Yeah, Death Sentence.
Either. Let me look at the Street Beefs. All right, here we
go. Street Beefs?
This is Death Sentence.
Oh, we do not own the rights, people. Is there a picture of him?
Yes. Lots of pictures of him.
That's Destin?
No, that's not
that. That's Miles.
Let me see if we can find Death Sentence.
People, I'm sorry. They're just like listening and not paying, you know. That's what happens when you got nobody Googling stuff. That's Death Sentence?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Is he a beast? At least? Oh, it doesn't seem like it. I think I know that person. I know him.
I don't know if you know Death Sentence, but he said he gonna end it in 10 seconds.
Oh, I don't know him personally, but I know people. I know somebody like him.
He said he's gonna end it in, and I will fight Death Sentence and let him win for $10 million.
Well, of course, yeah. Absolutely. But come on, man. Tyson's gonna go with the greatest, in my mind, of all time. I don't care what nobody says. They say, oh, he lost 8 fights. Jake Paul could beat him. You know he lost some 8 fights, too.
Boxers.
Yes.
Heavy hitters.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Buster Douglas, right?
Yes. Holyfield. Come on, man. I don't even know the other cats. They're big-ass dudes. Ain't fucking Jake Paul. Look, I'm sorry. I know Jake Paul probably boxed me up, whatever. But I'll still hit him with a brick. What about that shit?
You know what? To be honest with you, you know, it's like... You
I
know,
wouldn't do that thing.
I'm shout out to Jake Paul.
Yeah, shout out to
you
Jake
Paul. You know, he's an Ohio dude.
Hey, he's doing... Look, I give him credit. He's going to fight Tyson.
Shout out to you,
That's
man.
That's kind of like playing a video game in real life.
But hey, you know what? All the time that Tyson spent here in Cleveland, I consider him an Ohio dude, too. Even though he's from New York, you know
Tyson... He's from New York.
Yeah, Tyson is from New York, but, you know...
He did have a house here, didn't he?
He's a Cleveland dude to me.
Yeah, he's out of Cleveland. Look, so either way, I mean, it's going to be cool to watch because it's on Netflix, and I have Netflix, so I can watch it live on July 20th, which is going to be dope. I'm going to watch it. The promotion is on fire.
You know what? While we're on the subject of boxing, shout out to the Mason brothers. Shout out to their dad, Abdul Salam. You know, you're doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work. You got 5 pros, man.
Right.
All of the brothers are pros. Shout out to the youngest. Shout out to the youngest Mason brother. Shout out to all of y'all, and good luck to all of y'all, and continue to do well and prosper.
100%.
Doing a good thing.
Yeah. It's awesome to see people just dedicated. You know what I mean? Somebody that's, especially when their brothers are doing it.
Mm.
You already know. That just helps. You know what I mean? Because if your brothers are doing it, you're like, no, I don't want to do that. They're like, what the fuck's wrong? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's good, man. It's good to see people doing, you know, something and excelling. You know, excelling.
Doing great things. Yeah, shout out succeed. To y'all.
I can't. What did you say his next fight? Somebody, one of the next fights? April 20th.
Is it April 20th?
April 20th.
Let's see. This is actually the... the youngest making his debut.
That's what it was, yeah.
And let's see.
Is he here in Cleveland?
Don't know exactly where they're going to be. Link in the bio. This is April 20th, Saturday at the Masonic Temple here in Cleveland. And this is Ibrahim Mason. That's the youngest one.
Bang,
so this is his professional debut.
Good luck to you, young sir.
You got it, man. You got this, baby. And you're going to be at the Masonic Temple here in Cleveland. So if y'all in the area, get tickets. It's going to April 20th. You're not going to be disappointed. They always put on a great show, and they're always professional. I've spent time with them. They're all great, humble, good kids. Brother Abdul Salam, you did a great job on them boys. Young men.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. Hey, hold on real quick. April 20th is that, and then April 24th, Ulysse Dickerson will be shooting her special.
Yeah, shout out to Ulysse.
She'll
be doing her special. If you don't have tickets to that, make sure you...
Hit her up.
Hit her up and get tickets to that. Ulysse Dickerson, if you don't know who she is, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out who she is, because she's going to be on the Midnight Paco podcast. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out when.
Yeah. But check her out, because it's going to be after her special, so make sure you look her up.
Yeah.
I'll put the link in the description so people can get on her page.
That'd be dope.
Contact her. You know what I'm saying? And one more thing.
Okay.
P. Diddy getting arrested. Or not arrested. Raided.
Yeah, man. Let me backtrack.
Not arrested.
You know what? This is the thing. I don't know if he did the things that he's accused of, then he needs to pay for it. But if not, mm-hmm. I mean, this is what I do know for a fact. He's definitely under attack. And you know, I saw the raid and I saw the footage and the pictures of what they did to his house, and that is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, there's no reason to go through that for sex trafficking. What are you trying to find?
Yeah, like, why are you tearing up stuff?
Shoes?
You're not gonna find a kid back there.
No.
Pulling his shoes and clothes out,
that's weird.
It's just humiliation, and I think it's scare and humiliation tactic. That's what I think it
is. Yeah, that was terrible.
And I'm sure everybody that did that was like envious of his lifestyle and was like, fuck his lifestyle and let me tear up his house because I ain't got it. That's what I think, and I believe that.
I mean, everyone who had a point, you know, they were trying to prove a point. Yeah, they were on some hater shit, mostly on some ignorant shit, because they weren't in there like, let me try and find these kids. They weren't doing that. They're like, fuck these shoes,
fuck his house.
Yeah,
I can't afford this. Let me put some holes in the wall. Yeah. Let me tear some stuff off.
Yeah,
because I'm a hater.
I don't even know if it's because I can't afford this, but it's definitely
I'm sure it has a lot to do with it. I ain't got this cologne. Let me tear this up. Look. What is this? Versace? I can't afford this. I'm on a federal agent salary.
I don't know that.
I think it's that. It's some haterism. You'll be surprised. There's a lot of haterism.
I'm sure there was a couple of them who did that, for sure.
Yeah, but that's a lot of haters.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what part of your job is it to tear up and destroy things? You don't know if you're destroying heirlooms, something that's valuable to
them.
I
mean, evidence of that. I mean, either way, if you're looking for a small object, that's one thing. But if you're looking for a child or evidence of a child,
you just
which one? But I mean, what's evidence of a child in sex trafficking? A thumb drive? Is that why they're trying to go through shit? I mean, other than that, you're trying to find pictures. I mean, most of the stuff would probably be on computers. So you're gonna go in there and grab computers. Anything electronical, and kids and chains. I mean, that's what you're looking for. What else in your house?
I don't know. It's.
But you're not gonna find that on shoes of racks of shoes and certain drawers that we've seen.
It looked like they just totally went in there and flipped and ransacked.
Just ransacked it. That's what they did. Yeah, exactly. So, but either way, allegedly he's getting charged with sex trafficking, and which is crazy. The shit's coming out about him's crazy, but not crazy, being in Hollywood and all that shit all them years. You hope it wouldn't change somebody.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? The justice system says you're innocent until proven
guilty.
So, if he gets proven guilty, then, shame on him. But in my eyes, I don't know what he's done.
I don't know, man. They say he had something to do with Tupac.
I don't know about that.
And Biggie.
I don't know about that either.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
So, with that being said, where can they find you, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Just for the Comedy on all platforms, people.
And I am the _ great _ CoReE. That's where you can find me on the Instagram.
That's right.
Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast. Shout out to you and shout out to everybody.
Yes, please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would.
It'll be right here.
Just keep passing it on, people. We're trying to grow.
Hey,
man.
We growing and thank God.
We got a bunch of guests coming to you.
Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you know. Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Yeah.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.